I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. The double play is 10 minutes away at 11:45. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. We're breaking down every division between now and our final segment on Friday when we give way to the NFL weekend.
Indeed, sir.
Cannot wait. I was sitting at a sports bar named Lucky's over in Alexandria over the weekend on Sunday afternoon, thinking to myself, this is the last time I won't have NFL football to watch on a Sunday for months. For months.
Months.
Until February.
Mm-hmm.
That's exhilarating. All right, so we got through the AFC East, the Patriots, our only playoff team out of the division. Let's go to the AFC West. Again, we will take your calls, 800-636-1067. Let's get Marcus in D.C. to start it off. On the AFC West. What's up, Marcus? How are you?
Hey, dude.
What's going on, you guys? Good morning. I've spoken to you guys a couple times before. But speaking of the AFC West, I'm seeing the Raiders winning. You know, I think the Chiefs are going to hit a little slump. The Chargers look really strong. I heard you guys talking about them yesterday. I mean, they are looking good. And the Broncos, I mean, the defense is still crazy, but the offense is so weak. I see the Raiders going really hard in that division. And the day I heard that Deshaun Jackson left us, I predicted a Raiders Buccaneers Super Bowl rematch.
Wow.
How crazy is that?
15 plus years later.
I was at that Super Bowl and loved it. It was in San Diego's Qualcomm Stadium. The great Brad Johnson led the Tampa Bay Bucks to Super Bowl victory.
And Brad Johnson's my starting quarterback. You get that?
AFC West. Let's start with the Raiders. They are the defending champs. Last year was a really impressive renaissance type campaign for the Oakland Raiders. We learned a lot about Derek Carr. The fact that now, having been paid one of the highest sums of any player in the history of the league, he is a franchise passer. He's got a couple of really good wide receivers to throw to in Amari Cooper and Michael Crabtree.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a dynamic, well-designed passing game where they get guys open.
It's downfield, too,
They bring in Marshawn Lynch to help their running game. They've got a terrific offensive line. They had a holdout at tackle for most of training camp and the other part of the preseason, no longer an issue at this point with Donald Penn, who's back. Defensively, they got one of the best three players in the NFL, in my opinion, coming off the edge. One of the great pass rushers in the league. Khalil Mack's special. I think Oakland screams 11 or 12 wins. To me, they're the cream of the crop in that division. They will win the AFC West by at least two games.
The craziest thing about the Raiders season last year, despite Khalil Mack and despite what we think of them, like when Oakland comes to mind, what do you think of? Yeah, maybe a bend defense, but they're going to create some havoc, get some turnovers and some sacks. Last, 32 out of 32 teams in sacks last year. Now, I know sacks aren't the end-all be-all in terms of pressure and their manifestation of consistent pressure and so on and so forth. 32nd out of 32 teams in terms of sacks. You change running backs. You're gone to Latavius Murray and some standbys. It's Marshawn Lynch. I'm just curious who does it so I don't get fined. The running game is just there so they can set up some of the downfield stuff to get the ball to Amari Cooper down the sideline, to get the ball to Michael Crabtree kind of running underneath. It's basically those two guys, a couple thousand-plus yard receivers, the occasional Seth Roberts show. Underrated acquisition, I think, is Cordarrelle Patterson from Minnesota that they got.
He
stunk in Minnesota where the unimaginative Norv Turner checked down to a fullback and let's throw to Kyle Rudolph with Sam Bradford, who's got arm strength like our buddy Byron Kerr, who I just saw out of the corner of my eye. I think you see some gimmickry.
Why you got to knock Byron's arm strength?
Byron's arm strength is fine. He's not NFL quarterback worthy.
Okay.
I like Byron. Point of the dude's story is I think Patterson does a couple bits of gimmickry for them, a couple bubble screens, catch and run type stuff to open up more for guys downfield like Amari Cooper and company. I think Oakland takes a bit of a step back this year.
Do they win the division?
I think they do not.
Wow.
I think they do not, but I think they're a playoff team.
Okay, so I've got Oakland winning the division. Let's go then to your division winner. Who is it?
It's boring because they do this every year. Kansas City Chiefs. They're 12-4 last year. 12-4 team. Defensively, they are outstanding. This is, I know, kind of awkward because Alex Smith is sort of waiting to give way to Patrick Mahomes, but he'll just keep checking it down.
So then no Mahomes this season.
I think They don't need to do it.
Unless Alex Smith gets Alex Smithed again, just like when he was in San Francisco and has one of the most winning quarterbacks in the league, Colin Kaepernick takes over and leads him to the Super Bowl.
This is a, it doesn't matter who it is behind Alex Smith. It had to be at one point, a superstar running back. Now it's not. The next guy you're going to get to know is Kareem Hunt. Tyreek Hill on some gimmickry. Chris Conley, a nice player. They've got a bunch of versatile guys. Defensively, again, I think they're going to be outstanding. They will be the most complete team in this division. It's boring, but they'll be 11-5.
Kareem Hunt's the third-round pick who is elevated immediately into a starting role. Don't rule out Charcandrick West still helping them. He's been really effective, but Hunt was a great player at Toledo collegiately and is a wrecking ball. I think he's going to have a big rookie season. I'm with you. Smith holds off Mahomes, who ultimately is going to be really good, in my opinion. Travis Kelce is one of the best weapons in football that no one talks about. Their tight end, he's impossible to cover. Their best weapon in this offense is Tyreek Hill, who was a fifth-round pick in 16. The only reason he went there was because of off-field issues. I don't like the rest of their receiving core. I'm not a Chris Conley guy, Albert Wilson, DeAnthony Thomas. They got a bunch of Jags. But Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, if those guys are healthy, and Andy Reid designing offense is enough. You saw it with them giving the Steelers troubles in the playoffs. Their defense is good. It's not great. Eric Berry is the best player on that side of the ball. Their safety, I like their corner. Ron Parker, the former Seahawk, a lot. Their secondary is probably better than the rest of their defense. One guy to keep an eye on is Justin Houston. When he's healthy, he's one of the top 6-7 edge rushers in all of football. He's just routinely not always healthy. I've got Kansas City finishing second. I've got the Chiefs going 10-6.
11-5, so right around the same area for me.
I've got Oakland, as I said, a couple of games better. My third team is the Denver Broncos, who I'm going to have 9-7 this year. I don't believe in their quarterback situation being as big a question mark as everyone else. I don't know why there was a competition between Trevor Siemian and Paxton Lynch. I've never thought anything about Paxton Lynch. Trevor Siemian last year, pretty underrated, actually. He put up pretty good numbers. Now, he wasn't as good as his numbers, Colin Kaepernick style.
Mm-hmm.
But that was his infancy as a starter. The dude played at Northwestern. It takes a little bit of time. Do I ever think he's going to be a star? No, I don't. Do I think you can win 9-10 games with him with a good defense and a good running game? Absolutely. My question is that running game, which is never great. C.J. Anderson, I don't know if he's long for that job. They've got a new head coach as well in Vance Joseph, who's just 44 years old. I don't know enough about him as a coach to tell you if that's an upgrade or a downgrade from Gary Kubiak, who I never really thought that highly of anyway. But I think they're over 500 and outside of the playoffs.
Their defense is still excellent, and they are wasting years of an incredible defense. They're wasting Demaryius Thomas. They're wasting Emmanuel Sanders. This is the arrogance and hubris of John Elway, who's got that Super Bowl so he can do no wrong.
You don't think Simeon's bad, do you?
He's not nowhere near good enough. If they had average NFL quarterback play, they would have won 11-12 games
last year.
He was, well, for our normal standards, but you look at some of the quarterback rating things and tools, he's outside the top 20. If he was the 17th best quarterback in the NFL, they'd have won the division last year because that defense is still so good and it keeps them in so many games. They're missing the boat. They are wasting a great team because they don't have good enough quarterback play.
Von Miller, Aqib Talib, Darren Stewart, Chris Harris.
One of the best players that no one talks about.
Brandon Marshall among some of the just assassins defensively, still ready to go out and dominate for them. What do you think of C.J. Anderson? Is Jamal Charles going to factor into the running situation?
They wanted Devontae Booker to do it.
I still really like Devontae Booker.
Me too, but again, I don't know that anybody's going to be able to run the ball because they don't respect the threat of that pass.
I stayed away from their running backs in fantasy. That leaves us with the fourth and final team in the AFC West. We got through the three contenders that kind of undulate normally at the very top of the division. The team that a lot of people are calling a sleeper this year,
I'm one of them,
is the LA Chargers. The problem is they've already got major injury concerns coming out of the preseason.
They are the hard luck team. If you play a receiver for the Chargers, chances are you got seriously injured within the last four calendar years. It stinks. They lost in the flukiest of ways last year, had late leads a number of times, missed some chip shot field goals. They were the unluckiest group in the best division in football. They will bounce back this year because bad luck can't happen for that long. Phil Rivers is underrated. Keenan Allen's a stud. Tyrell Williams is really good. They solidify the offensive line. A wee bit, a young defense coming into its own led by Joey Bosa and company. I think the Chargers are the third place team in this division. Broncos 8-8. I think the Chargers go 9-7.
Joey Bosa could be a defensive player of the year candidate. He's that good.
He's terrific.
Out of Ohio State coming off his first season. Remember, he held out last year. This time he was like some kind of maligned figure. Now Chargers fans love the guy. I think that San Diego, I should say LA. Damn, I did it. Tom, put that one on the board. 1-1. I think that LA goes 8-8. I've got 8-8, 9-7, 10-6, and 12-4. All four teams in this division go 500, and I would lean towards 7-9, frankly, with the Chargers, but I think that they've got a fairly productive schedule because of how good that division's been and where
they've
finished.
Division is so good.
So that's the outlook on the AFC West. Our double play, what's going on non-sports next. We will give you our division winners and our wild card teams to clean all this up when we're done breaking down all the divisions in the next couple days. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.